You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer A, B or C. Question 1. You hear a student talking about her university course.
I've been learning about child development on my college course, and it's interesting to see how my young cousin matches up to the different stages. Every day he's up to something new, and he's developing in leaps and bounds. Yesterday I turned round and there he was on his own 2 feet. I can't wait to hear him utter his first words, as we've gone into that in detail. It's fascinating. I'm looking forward to putting what I've studied into action. That's if I'm lucky enough to find a job in the childcare field after my degree. And of course, if I'm still into the whole thing by that point. I've been learning about child development on my college course, and it's interesting to see how my young cousin matches up to the different stages. Every day he's up to something new, and he's developing in leaps and bounds. Yesterday I turned round and there he was on his own 2 feet. I can't wait to hear him utter his first words, as we've gone into that in detail. It's fascinating. I'm looking forward to putting what I've studied into action. That's if I'm lucky enough to find a job in the childcare field after my degree. And of course, if I'm still into the whole thing by that point.
Question 2. You hear a conversation between a customer and a florist.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to buy some flowers for my mother's birthday.
Did you have anything particular in mind? We've got some tropical bouquets, which are rather distinctive.
They're beautiful, and a little over my budget, I'm afraid. I think she'd prefer something a bit more traditional.
Mm-hmm.
I've been looking into roses, which she likes growing. Perhaps she'd like a variety she's less familiar with.
Let me think. I'm expecting a delivery this afternoon of a new hybrid rose. It's been a winner with our customers so far. Why don't you pop back in about an hour's time and I'll show you?
Sounds perfect.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to buy some flowers for my mother's birthday.
Did you have anything particular in mind? We've got some tropical bouquets, which are rather distinctive.
They're beautiful, and a little over my budget, I'm afraid. I think she'd prefer something a bit more traditional.
Mm-hmm.
I've been looking into roses, which she likes growing. Perhaps she'd like a variety she's less familiar with.
Let me think. I'm expecting a delivery this afternoon of a new hybrid rose. It's been a winner with our customers so far. Why don't you pop back in about an hour's time and I'll show you?
Sounds perfect.
Question 3. You hear 2 students discussing their maths class.
How did you get on in maths today? I struggled with that new formula. I just couldn't get my head round it.
I'm with you there. Have you seen that new maths app? It's pretty cool. You just download whatever you want to do more practice on your mobile.
Doesn't help you grasp the concept, though, does it? I mean, if it's just practice activities.
You've got a point. But don't you think that if you keep doing it, you'll eventually get it?
I could give it a try. I'd rather ask the teacher to go over it again, though.
Well, yes, if it makes you feel more confident.
How did you get on in maths today? I struggled with that new formula. I just couldn't get my head round it.
I'm with you there. Have you seen that new maths app? It's pretty cool. You just download whatever you want to do more practice on your mobile.
Doesn't help you grasp the concept, though, does it? I mean, if it's just practice activities.
You've got a point. But don't you think that if you keep doing it, you'll eventually get it?
I could give it a try. I'd rather ask the teacher to go over it again, though.
Well, yes, if it makes you feel more confident.
Question 4. You hear a weather forecast on the radio.
As the day proceeds, we'll see storm clouds building up here on the west coast, moving gradually across the country and bringing temperatures down to well below the seasonal average. Scattered showers over on the west coast will die down during late afternoon. The east coast can expect to get the worst of the bad weather, with very heavy storms hitting during the late evening and in the early part of the night, though the south coast won't escape this entirely. We're forecasting gale force winds in some areas. As the day proceeds, we'll see storm clouds building up here on the west coast, moving gradually across the country and bringing temperatures down to well below the seasonal average. Scattered showers over on the west coast will die down during late afternoon. The east coast can expect to get the worst of the bad weather, with very heavy storms hitting during the late evening and in the early part of the night, though the south coast won't escape this entirely. We're forecasting gale force winds in some areas.
Question 5. You hear a woman leaving a message for a plumber.
This is a message for John, the plumber. I've got a bit of a leak coming through the kitchen ceiling, but I can't seem to track it down. I'm not sure whether it's coming from the bathroom or somewhere else. You've already sorted out that problem with the taps, so I wondered if you might be able to call in at your convenience and check this for me as well. I'm working late this evening, but the weekend's fine. In the meantime, I'll have another look into it and see if I can work out where the water's coming from. Can you call me back on this number? Thanks. This is a message for John, the plumber. I've got a bit of a leak coming through the kitchen ceiling, but I can't seem to track it down. I'm not sure whether it's coming from the bathroom or somewhere else. You've already sorted out that problem with the taps, so I wondered if you might be able to call in at your convenience and check this for me as well. I'm working late this evening, but the weekend's fine. In the meantime, I'll have another look into it and see if I can work out where the water's coming from. Can you call me back on this number? Thanks.
Question 6. You hear a man talking about his travel plans.
The sales training session was supposed to be taking place on Thursday afternoon, in which case I could have caught the 10 a.m. train into London. But plans have changed, so I'm thinking of travelling down the day before. It's going to be a 9 o'clock start now, and there's no way I can get there for that time from where I live. So I was wondering whether you might be able to put me up for the night, since you don't live far from the conference centre. If it isn't convenient, don't worry about it. I can easily make alternative arrangements. Either way, I hope to see you soon. The sales training session was supposed to be taking place on Thursday afternoon, in which case I could have caught the 10 a.m. train into London. But plans have changed, so I'm thinking of travelling down the day before. It's going to be a 9 o'clock start now, and there's no way I can get there for that time from where I live. So I was wondering whether you might be able to put me up for the night, since you don't live far from the conference centre. If it isn't convenient, don't worry about it. I can easily make alternative arrangements. Either way, I hope to see you soon.
Question 7. You hear two friends talking about the football team they support.
Good match, despite the result.
Do you think so? We've played better. Good job our goalkeeper was on the mark.
He's been doing an impressive job this season, as have the rest of the team.
Pity we can't say the same for the referee. He's supposed to be impartial, but I'm sure he was favouring our opponents.
Oh, I don't think so. You're just fed up because it was a draw. We'll make it up next time. Wait and see.
I wish I shared your enthusiasm. We've got a long way to go if we want to win the championship. Though it's not beyond us, I guess.
Good match, despite the result.
Do you think so? We've played better. Good job our goalkeeper was on the mark.
He's been doing an impressive job this season, as have the rest of the team.
Pity we can't say the same for the referee. He's supposed to be impartial, but I'm sure he was favouring our opponents.
Oh, I don't think so. You're just fed up because it was a draw. We'll make it up next time. Wait and see.
I wish I shared your enthusiasm. We've got a long way to go if we want to win the championship. Though it's not beyond us, I guess.
Question 8. You hear part of an interview with a student who wants to become a volunteer.
So, you want to become a student buddy, helping new students settle into university life?
Yes. When I started at this university as a first-year student myself, I remember feeling a bit disorientated during the first few weeks. I wasn't sure where to find things or who to approach about general student life. I remember feeling really grateful that I could go to the buddies about these things. I guess I feel it's my turn to give something back. I like to think I'm a pretty approachable person, and I know the university like the back of my hand. Why not help others feel at home?
So, you want to become a student buddy, helping new students settle into university life?
Yes. When I started at this university as a first-year student myself, I remember feeling a bit disorientated during the first few weeks. I wasn't sure where to find things or who to approach about general student life. I remember feeling really grateful that I could go to the buddies about these things. I guess I feel it's my turn to give something back. I like to think I'm a pretty approachable person, and I know the university like the back of my hand. Why not help others feel at home?
That is the end of part 1.